You see, it's like there's a gate. And on the other side of the gate, once you go through the gate, there's a light. And when you get through there, when you get into and past all of the stuff that you've been living in your life, you go through the gate, the most amazing things begin to happen. You begin to develop a whole different approach to what you're about and how you're living and what this life is and why you're here and what it's all about. It becomes really crystal clear. And some of the symptoms of going through the gate are that you develop this incredible compassion for others and for yourself, and an acceptance of that I am more than this form. I have to be. And what I am that is beyond this form is much more divine than the form itself, which will wear out. You begin to see that everything vibrates. All form or matter down here is vibrating. It looks solid, but nothing is. I mean, this piece of chalk is not solid. It looks like it is because it's vibrating at the speed of light or close to it, so it looks very much like that. And then you begin to see that about everything, that everything is just vibrating at a different... And then you got to understand that so are you. You are too. If you get examined under a real strong microscope, you'll find that you're constantly in motion. You're not formed. You're not solid. You just can't see it because your eye is only capable of perceiving a certain level of vibration, certain colors, the color scheme and all of that. But you know you're more than that. You begin to see that as things vibrate faster and faster and faster, that sound, something you can't see, but you know it's out there. And so I talk and you hear, and you know that there are waves in the air, aren't they? And that they hit your eardrum at a certain level. And you know that, and you can see it with certain kinds of technological equipment. You can see that they're in the air. Even though you can't get them, they're there. I mean, I'm saying, I even have a microphone. I'm saying things, and something's coming out of my mouth, and you're picking it up someplace, but it's not visible, is it? You see that you go up a little further, and you get into what we call electrum, the stuff of the earth, like the north and the south pole, and this electricity. If you only believe in what you see, then why do you pay your electric bill? I mean, think about it. You plug something in, this thing starts going, stick your finger in there. You know there's something in there. There's something going on. And you look at the earth and you see it's all charged, and so are you. You are. I mean, you're this electrical circuitry that is constantly being charged at all different levels. That's part of what you are, in addition to all of this pile of stuff over here. And then you go up a little further and you get to light. This green board looks green, not because it's green, but because light is vibrating at a certain speed. And it vibrates to the speed that we call green. And we just agree that it's green. And we agree that something vibrates that dress you're wearing is red, we'll call that red. And if it vibrates so fast that you can't see, we'll call that white. And if it vibrates a little slower, we call it good, then it's black. And that's just all vibration. There's no blue in the universe. There's only our agreement. All these things are vibrating, different levels. And then what do you think? Speculate on something else. That up here, that the fastest vibratory motion in the universe thought. I am hypothesizing and suggesting to you that you are thought. And that is the stuff of the universe, and you can never kill it. It's the fastest vibratory pattern in the world, and you can't kill thought. And nothing gets formed and nothing dies. Everything is in transition. All of this stuff is in transition. Matter is in transition. Now, you want to really get spooked out. Every 7 years, every cell in your body changes. There's not one cell in your body today that was there 7 years ago. Not one. Not one bit of the form that you were in 7 years ago is here today. None of it. It's all different. And yet you can remember being there 7 years ago. How do you account for that? So it's not a question of whether you occupy different bodies or not. We all occupy many, many different bodies all the time. And the key to understanding this is that none of us are ever formed. None of us are ever formed. And we are something beyond the form that we live and breathe each day. So when you look in the mirror and you see funny things happening to your form, strange things are happening to my form, I don't get it. I got hairs falling out in one place where they used to be, and I got them growing in other places. I mean, whoever had ear hairs? I never had a... What is that?
I get my hair cut, and the guy goes in, he takes a little thing, and it goes into my ear and cuts, you know. I never had any hairs there. Nose hairs. What are those doing? Huh? A few more facial hairs and a little more coarse than they used to be. A lot of strange things happening to my form.